I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A federal lawsuit filed today in Atlanta is the latest effort by abortion providers and advocacy groups to challenge a wave of restrictive abortion laws passed in conservative states. Lawyers with the American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for Reproductive Rights filed the lawsuit challenging the new Georgia law that effectively bans abortions about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The lawsuit asks the judge to prevent the law from taking effect and to declare it unconstitutional. If it's not blocked, the law is set to take effect January 1st. The so-called heartbeat law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can occur as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy before many women know they're pregnant. It is one of a spate of laws passed recently by Republican-controlled legislatures in a challenge to the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that said a woman has the right to choose whether to have an abortion. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is endorsing Democrat Joe Biden for president in 2020. Bottoms says her decision came down to Biden's experience and her belief that the former vice president is the candidate best positioned to beat Donald Trump. Bottoms dismissed concerns about Biden's comments earlier this month when he told supporters the Senate got things done with civility when segregationists roamed the halls of Congress. She says that sometimes lawmakers have to work with people they don't agree with, acknowledging that as mayor of Atlanta in a red state, she does that every day. A former Equifax executive who sold stock shortly before the company announced a massive data breach in September of 2017 has been sentenced in Atlanta to 4 months in federal prison for insider trading. Jun Ying is former chief information officer of Equifax's U.S. Information Solutions. He pleaded guilty in March. His prison time is to be followed by a year of supervised release. Ying also must pay $117,000 in restitution and a $55,000 fine. Prosecutors say Ying exercised his available stock options and sold his Equifax stock after receiving information in late August 2017 that caused him to realize Equifax was the victim of a breach. Equifax stock plunged after the Atlanta-based credit reporting company disclosed the breach on September 7th of 2017. And Atlanta police say 7 people were injured in a drive-by shooting in the city Thursday. Atlanta Police Chief Deputy Jeffrey Glazer says the victims were standing on a sidewalk in the old 4th Ward neighborhood when people in a dark-colored sedan and another car fired multiple rounds. The victims included 5 men and a woman, all in their early to mid-30s, 2 of whom were taken into surgery in critical condition. The 7th victim was later located at a hospital. Although reports have circulated that the victims were targeted, police say they haven't identified a motive. And in sports, Atlanta United travels north of the border tomorrow for a game against Montreal Impact. Game time is 6 p.m. Atlanta is currently in 4th place in the MLS Eastern Conference. And the WNBA Atlanta Dream are back in action this weekend as well. They host the New York Liberty Sunday afternoon at McCamish Arena. Tip off at 3 o'clock. With a 2-7 record, the Dream are in 6th place in the WNBA Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.